Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bab istihbab du'a fi safar. This chapter is on it being mustahab, desirable of making du'a whilst on a journey. Wa an Abi Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thalathu da'awatin mustajabat la shakka fihinna. Da'watul mazlum wa da'watul musafir wa da'watul walidi ala waladihi. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن وليس في رواية أبي داود على ولده. So in this hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, three du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no doubt in it. Three types of du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are mustajabah, they are maqbool by Allah. There is no doubt in this. The first one, Da'watul Mazloom, the dua of a person who is oppressed. In other words, the oppressed person makes dua to Allah Ta'ala against the oppressor, against the zalim. A person is being troubled, is being persecuted, is being tortured. Zulam is made upon him in whichever way. The Mazloom raises his hand or he makes dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala readily accepts his duas. Therefore, Rasulullah SAW in another hadith mentioned, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنْهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Fear the bad-dua, the curse of a mazloom, an oppressed person, because between him and Allah, there is no barrier. In other words, the moment he makes his dua reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah accepts his dua. Therefore, we should be very careful that we don't oppress any person in any way. The second one, وَدَعْوَةُ الْمُسَافِرِ. One is when a musafir, before embarking on the journey, the du'as he makes. But this is now whilst on the journey. Whilst he is now on the journey, then whatever du'a he makes, that du'a is also accepted. The wada'watul musafir. And the third one in this narration, the du'a of the parent against his child. So in Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi, the word ala waladi has been mentioned. But in other narrations, he got just for da'watul walid. So ulama have explained two things. One is the dua a father, a mother makes on behalf of the child. Whatever duas the parents make, in other words, for the blessings of the child, for the afiyat of the child, that dua is accepted. And therefore we should make duas for our children. And the other one is the dua against the child. Sometimes the child is troubling the parent a lot, and the parent becomes frustrated, and in that fit of fury, the parent just makes a dua and curses the child. And this dua can also be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is imperative. We should be very, very careful what type of dua we make. Sometimes the mothers become frustrated with little children. At that time, control your anger and be careful. Because the dua will fall then, whatever dua you're making. So dua a parent should make, he should have the love for the child, and he should give preference to the children over themselves, and make good duas for the children. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has exhorted us in this hadith that we should make dua whilst on safar, and also be careful of a dua of a mazloom, and also the parents should make good duas for their children. Then these duas are accepted in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see the effect of these duas. Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.